happened. We got the 1A, 2A, and 3A simultaneous. These are consolation semifinals. The winner of this match will wrestle later on in this session for third place. The losers will be going for fifth.
Absolutely. So everybody's going to be wrestling. We're going to start off. We got Nick Martin from Ravy right here on mat number 8 going against Cody Kugel of Dyke New Hartford, a senior, 31-4. But Nick Martin's 49-9 on his sophomore campaign, had a great state tournament so far. Hopefully he can win this match and get on that podium in that third place spot.
Be going for a good matchup here. Kugel from Dyke New Hartford, he's a senior, got 31 wins against 4 losses. And a real quick kick toss there by Kugel. And Kugel gets a couple of back points out of that. It's a 4-point move for Kugel, and Martin gets the stand-up. Martin got in deep, looked like was going to get a single leg, and a just power move by Kugel. Kugel just hips him over, just a throw to his back.
I thought Martin was going to actually roll through that and come out on top and put Kugel on his back, but Kugel did a nice job. He ended up rolling through it. Got a quick 2 out of it, and I thought Martin was going to do a nice job and get up and get out.
Well, Martin didn't get out, so it's 4-0 right now. Now Martin with the sit
out.
He's got the sit out. He's going to try to get separation from Kugel to score his first point of the match here. This is a 126-pound bout here. Moravia's Nick Martin does get out. He's up against Cody Kugel from Dyke New Hartford. Winner of this one will be going for third place points. And there's a nice single leg shot in there, an ankle sweep by Nick Martin. Good sprawl by Kugel, and Kugel gets separated. Now Kugel tries to work around to the outside, does a snap down on the head, spins, gets behind, and gets control of Nick Martin, and that's a 2-point takedown. 6-1 now, your score. A stand-up by Martin, he's loose, it's 6-2. So a 4-point deficit here in the first period for Nick Martin from Moravia.
Hey, there's a lot of time left, though, and we've seen Nick pull through some big moves. He's got to find a way to take him down here. He's given up 2 takedowns here in the first period, in on a shot. He's got it up. He's got it up deep. And
he's going to get a takedown on that. And that was the same move.
It's exact same move.
He went in there on single leg. The kid from Dyke just put an underhook in it and just go straight backwards. And that time Nick was ready for it. Got the 2-point takedown, 6-4 now.
Nick was about perfectly vertical on that. And when he come back down, didn't get any back points out of it.
That was a cardiac moment for Dyke New Hartford, because that Kugel kid was pinned for about a second. Here's an escape now for Kugel. That's 7-4. So a lot of scoring here. 11 first period points with 9 seconds to go. Martin in on a shot. Sprawl by Kugel. And Kugel's a hip toss thrower. I like Nick Martin's chances on the mat with this kid in the down and up position.
I think he's just got to be careful on what Kugel may do bring with those roly-poly, those throws, that wildness,
scramble,
and all them shots, them scrambles.
The scramble, the difference right now is the first scramble, Nick Martin got the 2 back points. Otherwise, right now, this is a tight match.
Martin picks down for the second period.
There's a side roll, and Martin comes out on top. He's going to have a reversal. He can't quite get that reversal, but he's got good position. Nick Martin with good position, trying to work a whizzer. He came out of that with a side roll, and he's going to get an escape. If he can get a trip, it'll be a reversal.
Yeah, that's the one thing you see, too, is that some of these wrestlers, they get in a little big of a hurry, and instead of settling back and making sure they get their 2, they want to get more out of it. And Nick Martin was looking for the 2-point
Martin had a real hard whizzer in there, and he's injured Cody Kugel. Kugel, with the hard whizzer, it was a potentially dangerous hold. Nick Martin gets the escape and a real hard whizzer. He's got the right arm of Cody Kugel injured. Kugel grimaces in pain as they come back to the center of the mat, and we'll restart on our feet. A 7-5 score. Nick Martin for Moravia trailing in the second period. Shot in there by Kugel, and Kugel with a Kelly move dumps Nick Martin to his back, and Martin is getting back points awarded against him. Martin on his back, and he's in trouble. A really slick Kelly there by Cody Kugel from Dyke New Hartford, and it's a 5-point move for Kugel.
There's a lot of time left on the clock, too. He's got to find a way to get off of his back.
Just a quick dump there. He just got in there on that Kelly and caught Nick Martin just a little bit unawares. Big 5-point move there. Makes the score 12-5.
Yeah, but Nick did a nice job coming off his back. He was pretty tight there. Now trails by 7, 50 seconds left in the second period.
We've got other matches we're going to bring you here, folks. This is all going to be simultaneous, 1A, 2A, 3A. We're going to bring it all to you here on 96.7. If you're just joining us on Thunder Country KIIC, we are live from Wells Fargo Arena. It is the semifinal consolation matches at Wells Fargo for the high school wrestling championships. The winners of these will go for third place points. The losers will be battling for fifth. It's Moravia's Nick Martin in the down position. Catches Kugel a little bit out of position on a switch, and it's going to be a 1 point awarded to Nick Martin because of a locking hands penalty. And Martin trying to get loose and make that a 2 points, and 2 points that he really needs because he's down by seven. So we got a 1 point escape and a 1 point locking hands. 12-7, your score.
He's in on a single here.
They got the score wrong. Yeah, they got it 13-6, but it's 12-7.
Go, Nick. Love Aunt Lulu listening as she coaches volleyball on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Yeah, they got the score wrong down there.
They're talking about it.
Take the green off. There we go.
They got it right now. It's 12-7. 12-7. Nick Martin down there on his...
So we're going to get through these 1A and then go to 2A. Or are they going 1A, 3A? They've done the 1A, 3A throughout the tournament. I'm not sure the direction.
1A, 3A, 2A.
Yep.
Yep, that's how they're going to be doing it. That's how the sequence is running this year. They change it every year, change it up. And Nick Martin's going to cut Kugel from Dyke New Hartford. That's the 13th point for Kugel. He enjoys a 6 point advantage with 100 ticks left on the clock. They go off the mat, out of bounds. This is a 126-pound match here, being brought to you by the fine folks at TD&T CPA and First Iowa State Bank. There's another Kelly move there by Kugel, but better job by Nick Martin that time, sprawling back, and he gets off the mat before any damage can be done. Now Martin a little bit dinged up as he comes back to the center of the mat.
Holding his lower back.
He's in there battling right now. Cody Kugel from Dyke New Hartford with a 13-7 advantage over Nick Martin from Moravia. Martin now on a collar tie. Wrestlers are on their feet. Martin's going to need to hit a big throw here. Something in the 5 point or pin feet to back type maneuver. Wrestlers are on their feet. Nice job there by Kugel.
And, oh, nice throw.
Oh, a cow catcher there for Nick Martin, but he can't quite get it over.
He couldn't contain him. He couldn't contain him down. And get any near fall. Now he's finding himself in position to give up a reversal, if not more.
Yeah, it's he rolls out of it. He rolled through.
He's got an outside cradle.
He's got an outside cradle. He can lock it up with 51 seconds to go. It's Nick Martin on top. It's going to be a 5 point move. It'll be 12-13.
Oh wow!
It'll be 12-13 if he can turn him over.
Yeah, and I would have kept that lock. He's got him locked up. He needs to pull him in. They're right on the edge of the circle,
and Nick Martin cannot bring him back in. It's a 4 point move. Are they going to give him the two near falls?
They're going to have to. I mean, they haven't given it yet, I don't think.
I don't think they're signaling the two-point near fall. It's going to be 9-13.
He showed the back and forth on the referee did, so he's not going to get the 2 point.
Well, I call instant replay then, because from up here, I mean, I can count, and that was longer than 2 seconds.
Yeah, the cradle, he had the back points. The reverse half, he didn't have the back points, but he had the cradle in for the two count for sure.
Absolutely, there was 2 back points.
Let's go, Nick. Kalen and Luke McDaniel are cheering for you back in Moravia.
But they don't give it to him.
Well, you're a proud papa over there, a new litter in the Sinclair household.
Yeah, my wife Allison's shooting me text pictures of the 10 golden retriever puppies that are dwelling in the basement right now. But right now, we got Nick Martin. He's back in action. He's going to cut Kugel. That makes the score 9-14, so he needs a big 5-point move here with 20 seconds to go. Nick Martin on his feet. He has had several big scrambles, but a couple of 5-point moves against him and is stalling against Kugel. And Nick Martin working hard, trying to make it happen. He's down to the final 10 seconds as action is stopped as they go off the mat. Now, on the whistle, it's going to be a pushing, shoving Nick Martin. Kugel backing up. Martin with a front headlock. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. It's going to be too little, too late. Stalling point awarded to Nick Martin, but with only 3 seconds to go and a 5-point deficit, we're going to go to the next round, and Nick Martin is going to try to get the fifth place points for the Moravia Mohawks. Congratulations, Nick Martin. Tough loss for you there, but it was fun to watch. Really fun, because those scrambles that you don't know who's going to come out on top, it's fun to watch.
Well, what a great tournament he has had. You know, just and you know, he's still got days ahead of him here. So, you know, he's had a great tournament here, but he'll have a chance to come back and try to do this thing one more time.
And really the thing you hate about that fifth-place match is the guy that that comes out on top of that one, going to go for third, just mentally a tough deal to be looking at third, and then you know that fifth's the best you're going to get. Going to have a matchup here in Class 2A. It'll be Pleasantville. Or, excuse me, Pleasantville's still 1A, aren't they?
Yeah, since we're going 1A, 3A, 2A, 2A will be in the end.
It'll be the 152-pounder from Pleasantville. Catch you up for that one. Sawyer Phillips. He was a state qualifier last year. Phillips is out there against Robinson from Lisbon. Lisbon is kind of ruling the roost here in Class 1A. Just underway at 152 pounds. Phillips from Pleasantville in on a single leg. His Lisbon opponent, Robinson, tries to whizzer out of it, but a nice job there by Phillips getting the trip and the two-point takedown for Phillips to start the scoring here at 152 pounds. Pleasantville's Sawyer Phillips covers on the hips of Robinson from Lisbon. I want to thank the great folks at Dewey Motor Company. Mike Selenik. Need that Chevrolet automobile? Mike's your man. Dewey Motors, a longtime fixture in Albia. Phillips for Pleasantville just cuts Robinson there. And with 30 seconds to go, it's 2-1 at 152 pounds, Class 1A, Consolation Semifinal. Phillips trying to get his ticket punched to the next round and go for the third place points for the Trojans from Pleasantville. He's on his feet, working a circle. Shot in there by Robinson. Sprawl by Phillips. Phillips from Pleasantville puts the pressure on now, and with 10 seconds to go, tries an ankle sweep. Backed out is Robinson from Lisbon. Robinson in on a single leg on the right, tries to spin behind, and with 2 seconds to go, they're off the mat. Down to the final second, and we will go to the second period. 2-1 the score. Sawyer Phillips for Pleasantville on top. Coin flip is a green. That's Phillips. He's got the green leg band on. He defers to Robinson. Robinson's going to take down for Lisbon. He gets set. Knees the line. Put his hands on the line. And Phillips covers on the left side. Good stand-up there by Robinson, and Phillips just cuts him. Phillips using a stiff arm to keep Robinson at bay. Robinson with some hand-checking here. We're in the second period. It's all twos. 2-2 in the second period. Off the mat now. We'll go back and reset it into the neutral position. Sawyer Phillips for Pleasantville in now on a single leg. Good sprawl by Robinson. Robinson backs out. And with 1 minute, 30 seconds left in the second period, we're back to neutral. Collar tie here at the center of the mat. 152-pounders battling hard. Sawyer Phillips now goes to a knee. Front headlock being applied by Robinson, and we're going to have a stalemate. Hey, how about the fine folks at the Goff & Nash store in Albia? Frank, Mitch, and Brian, and Leo taking care of all your automotive needs. If they don't have it, it's probably not there. Great auto parts store there, Napa Auto Parts in Albia. That's Goff & Nash, Frank Tharp and the gang. Right now we're at 152 pounds. 1 minute remains in the second period for Sawyer Phillips from Pleasantville. He's got a collar tie working against his Lisbon opponent, Hunter Robinson. Now Phillips in on a deep single leg. Good job by Robinson hipping off the mat. And we'll go back to the center as they go out of the outer circle and resume action. All right, now shot in there by Robinson. A whizzer by Phillips. Phillips with a power move, tries to work an underhook, and they go off the mat. 34 seconds to go. Really good scramble there by Sawyer Phillips because Robinson got a good angle, was able to get in deep on a single leg. Phillips works a whizzer and an underhook and tosses him off the mat as they go out of bounds. 2-2 still the score here. Phillips will have his choice in the third period, probably going to take down, try to get an escape and untie this thing and see if he can stall his way out or get a takedown to continue his run at the 2016 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And that's what we're going to see. Go to the third period, all tied up, 2-2.
And if you're not following us on Twitter, please follow us on Twitter at KIIC Wrestling. We're going to try to give you at least some photos and some updates of the matches and what they'll be going for. And just in today's world, apparently that's the cool way to follow society, follow what's trending, I guess.
Hey, I got a Twitter page.
And Joe Sinclair is what you might call trending.
Trending.
Yep.
What's that mean?
I know that's what people want to look at, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I got a Twitter page, and I haven't really done anything with it this week, but I do like to take pictures of crops growing, the good team that I have to work with at Quality Ag Service. You see some pictures of those guys. When we had the tornado, had a lot of rebuild pics on it for that, and people seem to like it that followed it. So right now we got a 2-2 tie at 152 pounds for Sawyer Phillips. He takes the down position to start. He's going to try to bust out and get himself an escape and unknot this thing. He's tied it up 2-2, and Sawyer Phillips is going to try to stand a little taller on that podium, trying to get himself to the third-place points. He's got a Lisbon opponent, Hunter Robinson, riding him hard as they go off the mat, and there's a minute left in this match, and Phillips needs to bust out of there. Let's see, maybe hit a real hard stand-up here, Coach Kevin Cochran.
He needs to hit something hard.
Get loose. Robinson's a senior. He's got 40 wins on his senior campaign, and Phillips going to try to get his 36th win, and he does hit that hard stand-up, spins, and gets separation, and it's a 3-2 contest. Phillips is off the mat now with 49 seconds to go. He can win this thing if he can avoid the takedown in the final 49 seconds. Or maybe get a takedown of his own. The best defense is a good offense.
Hey, absolutely. You know, you can't let up. You can't wrestle not to lose. You still got to wrestle to win. You do want to be cautious because you don't want to give up a takedown.
We saw that yesterday with Aiden Reeves. He had a one-point lead with 9 seconds to go. And really, he could have just run away and got caught a little bit flat-footed. Right now, Hunter Robinson is bringing the action to Sawyer Phillips. And Phillips drops down on a single leg after a wild shot by Robinson. And they go off the mat with 27 seconds to go. Phillips needs to bring some action. There's a shot in there by Robinson. Stall call against Phillips. Another shot, a double leg by Robinson. And Phillips takes him down in a bulldog move. Robinson with an ill-advised shot from downtown. And Phillips grabs the underhook as Robinson shot with his arms wide open. And Phillips gets the underhook, takes him down at the edge of the mat. And with 14 seconds to go, they are off the mat. It's a 5-2 advantage for Sawyer Phillips.
I'm not sure why they called that potentially dangerous. It was hard for us to see because the referee was in the way. But I thought Phillips had him in a pinning combination, but he was out of bounds. But yet, I thought he could just let the time run off the clock. But, hey, needless to say, we're up 5-2. 5 seconds remaining. Sawyer Phillips is going to move on. Wrestle for third and fourth place in the Class 1A, 152 pounds.
Congratulations to the Pleasantville squad listening in on 96.7. Want to thank the fine folks down there at Lucas County Health Center and Midwest Heritage Bank that are rooting on the Pleasantville Trojans, and Sawyer Phillips will be going for third and fourth place points. And Lisbon is not going to advance anymore on Albernette off of that one. Lisbon and Albernette are in a dogfight. They're the top two teams, and they've both doubled the third place squad from Newman Catholic at Mason City. So just a two-horse race here in the 1A championship.
Yeah, we was glad to see Phillips pull out that win to advance his hopes. But Lisbon is right there within Lisbon's leading it. They're ahead by 2.5 points over Albernette. And I kind of like to see old Lisbon pull this out in the 1A, Class 1A. Old Coach Brad Smith's got a nice program there. Lisbon's a traditional powerhouse, but Albernette's had their own success here in the last 10 years up here at Wells Fargo.
I think Albernette just got a win down here at 160 pounds, so that's going to move them on top of Lisbon. They were trailing by 2.5 points. That'll be a 4-point advancement for Lisbon, or for Albernette there. So Albernette will go on top 98.5 to 97 over Lisbon. So, yeah, that's a dogfight. That is a dogfight. We are Class 1A. We're going to have the 1A consolation semifinals coming your way, and then we'll go to the 3A consolation semis and finish it up.
And then once we wrap up the consolation semifinals, they're going to go right into what they call the
placement matches.
So the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th and 8th place matches will wrestle. And then tonight, the showcase, we roll up 5 of these mats, center 3 of the mats on the center of Wells Fargo, and we'll have the Class 1A, 2A, and 3A state championship finals 2016 Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament.
We'll have our suits on high above the mats and high fidelity for you folks. They're going to be watching in on our Twitter feed and tweeters and what else do we have for
I don't know.
Folks?
We're not going to have suits on. I've got my AC/DC shirt on today because I figure it's about time for those about to rock.
That is going to be
and we're going to and we're going to salute them.
We're going to have a couple of Albion Blue Demons compete for state championships tonight. That'd be
I'm excited for them, but I got to say I'm a little more excited for Briar Cochran, my cousin in there, trying to one-up his old man.
Big article on the sports page of the Des Moines Register about Briar today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, full
well,
page.
Here's kind of interesting. I don't remember who I was talking. You know, we talked to so many people, but it was – You know, Jamie wrestled the finals, I believe it was 1991, 92 maybe, I think 1992, and he wrestled against a light boy from Lisbon.
Yeah.
He was the last person from Ravy to be in the finals. Now his son, Briar Cochran, is going to be in the finals, and he's wrestling a Lisbon opponent.
Deja vu all over again.
Yep, the Briar's going to knock it off this time. He's going to get her done.
I like his chances, I really do.
Well, the way he's been wrestling, I like his chances, too.
We're moving up through the middleweights here, going into the 195-pound weight classes. Be a good chance to send it back to Scotty Fry, the master on the board, and give us a break for our listeners. Listen to those great sponsors that we got bringing you this wrestling broadcast from Wells Fargo Arena. As we move through Class 1A, we'll be back in just a couple of moments. Scotty, you take it away. Don't go anywhere. And we're going to work all the way through, folks, all the way through the lunch break. So won't be a break here at Wells Fargo. So pack your lunch, turn those radios up. We'll be right back from Wells Fargo.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Recently, Shelby Quint bought a brand new 2014 Chevrolet Equinox from Pete Harkness Auto Group. Shelby, what made you shop with Pete Harkness?
I had a friend that took me in there and said, they will treat you right. And I went in and they did. They worked with me. I told them exactly what I wanted. I had looked around a little bit and talked with them and they were great. I put a lot of miles on my car in a year, and having the wonderful customer service and my oil changed and tires rotated is a definite must for me, and they worked very well with me. So I would definitely recommend Pete Harkness any day.
We just keep spreading the word. Tell your family and tell your friends. When you're shopping for a new or used automobile, see Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, better quality, better service. Check out our entire inventory at PeteHarkness.com.
Hey y'all, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Be picture, all together side by side. Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
What an exciting year as we get to this point of the year with the state wrestling tournaments in Iowa and, of course, basketball tournaments coming up as well. Iowa, a great place to be at this time of year. Iowa's a great place to be, too, if you want the best in education. And if you're considering open enrolling your student for the 2016-17 school year, March 1st is the deadline for approval. You need to get the forms picked up in your local district office, or I'll suggest you to the Albia Community School District office at 701 Washington Avenue East in Albia. The reason I say Albia is because of the terrific academic programs. They emphasize 21st century skills. They emphasize technology and getting ready for your career and for college. They also have wonderful scholarship opportunities like the Delavadova Trust Fund. Their state-of-the-art facilities continue to improve at every level. They're terrific. And they have great teachers, terrific athletic and fine arts programs as well. It's all part of the Blue Pride Way in the Albia Community School District. Consider open enrollment there. You'll be glad you did.
The Hy-Vee Distribution Center in Sheraton is hiring for full-time refrigeration electrician positions in their perishable warehouse. This is a Sunday through Thursday evening schedule of 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. You should be motivated and qualified to maintain and repair refrigeration, ice manufacturing equipment, heating, electrical, and air conditioning units. The starting wage is $18 to $22 per hour based on experience. Candidates will be required. Candidates will be required to pass a physical fitness test, drug screen, and criminal background check. Visit www.hy-v.com to apply online.
TD&T CPAs and Advisors is a full-service certified public accounting and consulting firm that provides the services you need to reach the financial and operational goals of your business. With offices in 10 area locations, they serve clients throughout Iowa. We use them, shouldn't you? Give them a call or visit them on the web. TD&T.
Hey, Dad, can we go fly your kite today?
Sure. But rule number one is we pick a safe spot away from power line.
Teaching your children to stay safe is a never-ending job. Never but when it comes to electricity, what you teach them can save their lives.
Water and electricity, do not mix.
It's never too early to learn. Teach your children to stay current on safety.
Here's a safe spot, Dad. Come on, let's go.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Live Wrestling Nation, Iowa sports leader, Undercountry, KIIC.
Hi, we are back at Wells Fargo Arena, and we are going to go to Class 3A in the consolation semifinal matches. Winners of these are going to be going for the third place points here at Wells Fargo Arena. Had an exciting match that we brought you earlier in Class 1A for Nicholas Martin from Moravia. Martin had a real fun match to watch, a lot of scrambles in that one. He came out on the bottom end of it, so he'll go for the fifth place points for your Moravia Mohawks. And we're just working our way into these 106-pound matches here. And Kevin Cochran, you're kind of our 3A guru guy. What do you see here in the team score at 3A? And who's going to be our shakers and movers in Class 3A as we go through these semifinal matches? A whole bunch of points can be awarded here as we go through this round.
This is about like the 1A. It's down to a two-horse race between Southeast Polk and Fort Dodge, right where they stand right now. Southeast Polk is leading 112.5 points. Fort Dodge in second with 106.5. And then West Des Moines Valley is in third and drops off to 81. So they really don't have a shot of they got a shot of bringing home some hardware, but not winning it. So 6 points separates Fort Dodge and Southeast Polk. That's going to be the big round on, in my opinion, it's going to come down to bonus points. It's going to be who gets those pins, because pins are worth two, and who can advance on and finish third, who can win in the finals. And I like it that it brings some, it just makes it nice that every class we have, normally we see where the title's just gone. Today we're just wrestling for a second or third. Fight.
Got Lance Runyon down here on mat number six for Indianola, and he's taking on Gage Pirin of Southeast Polk, 36-8 sophomore in Pirin.
You got Pritchard over there on mat number one for Indianola, the one-legged wrestler at 106 pounds. He's in a good match right now. He leads that one 3-2 in the first period. He got a takedown after he got an escape and a takedown after giving up a takedown. So he leads that one 3-2 with 13 seconds to go. He is riding hard.
Runyon
in his 3A match.
Runyon under a minute to go here in the first period, still scoreless in that contest.
So this is kind of interesting. We got bringing you two Indianola matches, and we just talked about the team race, and Runyon's wrestling the Southeast Polk wrestler, and Pritchard's wrestling the Fort Dodge wrestler. So maybe Indianola can do the right thing and just knock them both off, and that way none of them get points.
Well, it's going to be a fun day of wrestling. It'll be culminated tonight with the Grand March at 6 p.m. All the wrestlers in their workouts will be walking around this Wells Fargo Arena, the venue for the 2016 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
Here's Runyon in on an ankle pick, working on the edge of the mat, and off the edge of the mat we're going to go. No points.
Nice job there by that Southeast Polk wrestler with the step over. Looked like Runyon was
he was in on a good ankle pick, and his opponent Gage Pirin done a nice job of throwing his leg across and not allowing Runyon to get the takedown.
Going to start the second period at 106 pounds. Pritchard from Indianola will take the neutral position. And a nice spin move there by his opponent. And I don't know if they awarded a takedown. They did. They gave a takedown. And that was a pretty fast takedown.
And then immediately gets the escape. And
then a takedown.
Fort Dodge throws a little shuck by and gets another takedown.
So it's 4-6 now.
Pritchard finds himself trailing.
Yeah, two takedowns very, very quickly here. At 106 pounds, and Pritchard is down 6-4.
Runyon's going to start second period here in the down position. Gage Pirin covers him on the whistle. Runyon tries to hit a switch. He does. He gets a two-point reversal. Runyon out in front now, 2-0. Off the edge of the mat.
Love these lighter weight wrestlers. They really bring the action, and they got great twitch muscles, great reflexes, and you see Lance Runyon down there at 113 pounds. He's got a tough opponent down there, and there is no break in the action. Those guys are going at it.
Indianola's had a nice state tournament here up here this year, and they got a great coaching staff. Clint Manning does a good job. He was used to be the head coach at Simpson, but I want to give kudos to Matt Young, who was in that program for a long time, and I've talked to him, and he kind of stepped down for the same reasons I did. He wanted to sit back and watch his kids grow up, and that means a lot, and life's too short to miss out on those opportunities. But he's really made the Indianola program what it is, and man, he's done a nice job of bringing it along.
At 106 pounds, a sit-out by Pritchard, and he gets caught in a chin back, and it's going to be back points being awarded. Pritchard in danger now. He's got on his back, but he gets off of it. It's just a three-point near fall, but it's a big six-point advantage for the Fort Dodge wrestler down here on mat number eight. And
Pirin, a Southeast Polk, gets the escape here. That's 2-1 now, and Pirin tries a little shuck by. Runyon does a nice job of sprawling back out of it off the edge of the mat. 2-1, wrestlers on their feet, under a minute to go here in the second period.
We're going to go to the third period. The score is now 6-11. 6-11 for Pritchard from Indianola. He trails at 106 pounds by five. He covers his Fort Dodge opponent, Drew Bennett, to start the third period.
Both these wrestlers have been really fun to watch. And this Runyon's just a freshman, 41-10 on his freshman campaign. And he brings up a lot of electricity here. And he's going to be fun to watch over the next 3 years.
No doubt about it. Indianola's got it going on.
Pirin's going to get the takedown here. And this score is going to be 3-2 here with 43 seconds to go in the second period. Runyon trails.
Nice tilt move in there by Pritchard, and he's going to get a couple back points out of it. 8-11 is the score now. So a three-point near fall away from tying this thing up at 106 pounds for Kobe Pritchard from Indianola. He's going to try to stand tall on the medals. Worst any of these wrestlers are going to be able to do here today is sixth place, folks. But Pritchard wanted to be able to battle for the chance to stand third. That's what these matches mean. The winners will go for the third place medal. The losers will go for the fifth. And now it's Pritchard down on an ankle pick. Good stand up there by Bennett from Fort Dodge. Pritchard works up to the top now. Pritchard breaks down Bennett. Fort Dodge versus Indianola here on mat number 8. 106-pounder Kobe Pritchard trying to work a pinning combination with 56 seconds to go. Get a near fall and tie this thing up.
Time's going to expire here in the second period. Runyon's going to get an escape, and it's going to be tied up 3-3 to go to the third. Pierron's going to choose to go down to start the third period. 35 seconds left to go in that Pritchard match. His opponent riding him tough here. 30 seconds left.
Final 30 seconds at 106 pounds. Potentially dangerous here, and we'll go off the mat and reset it with 26 seconds to go. 8-13 now after the reversal by Bennett from Fort Dodge. So a five-point deficit for Kobe Pritchard here in the late going.
Hey, we want to hear from everybody out there. Any 3A listeners, Indianola, the Tumble Bulldogs, text into the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Text us in.
Pierron's going to get the escape here. Now he's up out in front of Lance Runyon. 4-3 is the score. Minute 30 to go. Lots of time left here in the third period. Off the edge of the mat.
And time expires on Kobe Pritchard in his consolation semifinal match. He goes down by the score of 8-13. He will be wrestling for those fifth place points for the Indianola squad. We'll have Isaiah Cox coming out here in about 15 minutes probably.
Yep, and that's what he's talking about right there. Fort Dodge gets the win over Pritchard. That's going to give them no bonus points, but he's going to advance in the placing points. And if Runyon can hold on here, actually Runyon's down by a score of 4-3.
Yeah, Pierron done a nice job there on the edge of the mat. Had a nice shuck by Runyon, almost caught him on the way by, and off the edge of the mat they went. But a real good flurry of action right there on the edge of the mat, Kevin Cochran.
You know, so if Runyon can find a way to beat Pierron, then that way Fort Dodge is going to advance closer to Southeast Polk. If Pierron of Southeast Polk wins, there's going to be no the scores will go up, but no change in the differential between the two.
I have a stalemate here. 48 seconds left in this contest.
Has anybody been warned for stalling yet?
Not yet. Okay. No stall calls.
So I don't think you're going to be able to give up a point. So Runyon's going to have to find a way to take him down.
Runyon's on a collar tie. Tries to shuck him down. Now he takes an ankle pick shot on the edge of the mat. Circle back into the center. Pierron on a shot now. Boy, it's fun to watch these lightweights go at it, Joe. They lots of action.
Yeah, they bring it, and it's fun to watch. I mean, we've had some great heavyweight matches as well, but those heavyweight matches, you see a lot more of 2-1 scores and 3-2 scores. Not as many scrambles.
Now Pierron's going to get warned for stalling here with 20 seconds left to go. And Runyon just bringing the action to him right on the edge of the mat. Off the edge of the mat we go. 16 seconds. Runyon gets a little advice there from the corner. Oh, and a wild shot there by Runyon, and Pierron's going to
That's what you got to do when you're in that position. You just do what you can.
Yep. Hey, guys, just a little sneak peek for all of our listeners out there. We're going to have a special interview here in a little bit. Megan Black is going to join us on the phone lines, and she's, I think
All
she's
American.
All-American.
National runner-up.
Yeah, so we want to visit with her a little bit later this morning, and she's going to join us via the phone line. So, listeners, you want to stick around and listen to this special interview. Megan Black's going to join us on the phone line here in about 45 minutes. And, Coach Cochran, those are goosebumps.
You just give me goosebumps saying her name. She talked to Matt the other day after she had become an All-American, and yeah, I'm so proud of her. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's, you know, we had so much fun. She made history here and at Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament and had her up here in the broadcast booth. But this time we're going to have her via the phone lines. And so you'll want to stay right here, folks. As we move from 3A to 2A during that final minutes of the 3A, we're going to join up with her on the phone line.
Got Joe Howard here on the mat now for Indianola down here on mat number four. He starts the second period in the top position. He trails 2-0.
And, a reversal there.
Got his opponent Zane Mulder of Dallas Center Grimes gets a reversal. He's out in front now 4-0 over Joe Howard of Indianola.
Mulder's a tough wrestler. As I said earlier on the other day, Zane Mulder's grandpa works at the Ottumwa Community School District. And so I'm always getting updates on what Zane's doing and how he's doing. And he's backed a lot of everything he set up. Mulder's tough, only a sophomore.
Yeah, and he's really riding Joe Howard tough here. Got a cradle, trying to lock a cradle up. Howard stands up to his feet. Granby rolls out of there, and Mulder just hanging right on there, just like a monkey on the back there, Joe Sinclair.
No doubt about it.
I'd be nice to see Indianola get a few wins here. Things haven't quite went their way the first two matches we brought you.
Mulder's got Howard here in a side roll, gets a two count. And no, they're going to wave that off.
Howard just getting manhandled a little bit down here by Mulder. Mulder really bringing the action. Seems like he's a lot more aggressive, especially on top.
Well, he's got the leg right in here, and Mulder looks to be like he's a very experienced leg rider.
Gets him broken down with that leg now. He's got the head on the mat. It's hard to score with your head on the mat, isn't it, Coach Cochran?
Absolutely. You know, if you come off and your forehead's rubbed raw or whatever, either A, you didn't do a good job getting your head up, or B, the other guy just did a nice job rubbing your head in the mat. One of the two.
It's Joe Howard with a 6-0 deficit here as we count down through the.
Yeah, Mulder's going to have to get off the hip, though. He has. You got to get side to side and get off that hip. He may get nailed. He does get off the side there a little bit, but not a lot of action here. Howard's got to find a way to get to his feet. He's trying to get hand control. Got a good base here. Mulder putting the power half on.
He's got that power half working in on the right side, and we're going to run out of time in the second period for Joe Howard, trailing 6-0, going to the third period. Tough Dallas Center kid there, that Mulder. Hey, how's your vocal cords holding out there, Jason Summers? You got a little break in the action going there, but you've done more talking than all of us.
Yeah, unfortunately, or fortunately, I've been on the Fox. You too, buddy, 1490 The Jock. You know, you've been a radio star not only here but on The Jock, and so I think all of our voices are probably entering that zone where it starts to bury the red line.
Yeah, 3 or 4 days of talking all the time, even for somebody that talks a lot like us, it's tough. you just run out of vocal cords.
Yeah, you know, Kevin Cochran, obviously a school teacher, you know, so he's going to be talking all day long to his kids. And, you know, not unfamiliar to talking all the time. And then you got Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers and myself who are in the sales professional field, and we're always talking. So
I think Joe Sinclair, though, could have a conversation with that drywall over there.
We've seen it.
And I'll guarantee it, he'd try to sell it a quarter round.
And the drywall's been buying all day.
Well, we've had a ton of fun bringing you this 2016 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and it's always a blast. There's always something new and exciting to do up here at Wells Fargo and downtown Des Moines.
How about downtown Des Moines, guys? You know, the transition we've watched since we started broadcasting here, and this is one absolutely beautiful city.
They got a lot going on. We're on the east side here, so we look out the window when we walk out to take a little break on the concourse, and you see the Des Moines River right there. And they've got construction going across the river. They've got a beautiful walking bridge that's new since we started coming up here and doing the broadcast at Wells Fargo Arena. And there's a lot going on downtown and not just on the west side of the river.
Well, they got Bacon Fest going on right over here just to the west of us.
Yeah, did you see all the everyone was dressed up
like
in
80s,
yeah,
the 80s.
It was pretty wild coming here, but they stole our parking. I had no place. I had to run I got here thinking I had plenty of time at 10 till, which is forever to get on the coach's corner, and I had to run five blocks because the parking was shut down.
Hey, just update you here real quick on Joe Howard's match against Zane Mulder. He's down 9-0 here in the third period, 15 seconds left. Give up a reversal there, and as he gave up the reversal, he locked his hands for a technical violation for the 1 point as well. So it looks like Joe Howard's going to go down to Zane Mulder here with 5 seconds remaining.
Well, that's going to give us a chance to go back to the studio for a couple of quick commercial announcements, and we'll do a little bit of in-house tidying up here at Wells Fargo Arena. And when we come back, we'll still have the Class 3A matches.
We've got 3A matches, and don't forget, Megan Black is going to join us. Coach Cochran, Megan Black is a national runner-up.
All-American.
All-American. So when we come back, we're going to talk with her. Towards the end of this 3A session, when the 220s take the mat, we were going to get her on the phone line and talk right before Aiden Reeves will come out here, along with Blake Lawless, to set up their positioning. And we work our way through this morning to find out where these athletes will stand on the podium when we come back to Wells Fargo Arena.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Meet the most compatible subcompact tractors on the market, the John Deere One Family. With up to 25 available horsepower, AutoConnect drive-over mower deck, iMatch quick hitch system, and the twin-touch pedal system, not to mention hundreds of implement and attachment options. Even the hardest chore on your list doesn't stand a chance. Enjoy huge savings on John Deere's most popular models at Sinclair Tractor, where they strive to earn your business every day. Visit SinclairTractor.com, where nothing runs like a deer.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services, visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, we're back here at Wells Fargo Arena getting ready to bring you 182-pound Class 3A Isaiah Cox of Ottumwa as he comes out of the tunnel and heads to his mat.
Isaiah's wearing that championship white singlet again today, Kevin.
Well, for good reason. He's a senior. He's got a tough match ahead of him here going against Bartell of Mason City. His one loss prior to coming in here was against Bartell at the CIML Finals, and he was beating him. He gave up a takedown in the final five seconds of the match, and that's the only time I've seen him get taken down all year long.
Well, this will be a fun one to bring to you guys if you're you're Ottumwa Bulldog fans back home listening to the radio. I got a feeling that we've got this one set up to be a good one.
Absolutely, and every match with Isaiah Cox on the mat is a fun match. He is fun to watch.
Well, and I know he's probably determined. He knows that he should have had that match before. He didn't wrestle to his full capabilities, so he's looking for some revenge right here. So anybody down there in Ottumwa listening in, the Ottumwa Bulldogs, text into the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And root on Isaiah Cox at 641-799-1437.
And we are underway, 182 pounds.